Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
I want my foreskin back.
Just focus on the ass, please!
You go at it for about 4 days with your tightest bros and you come out stronger for it.
These guys did have a certain musculature that made you want to grab them.
Let's go.
I was being called on stage, and it was the first time I was going to headline. And headline was at this bar was like 30 minutes to do stand-up. And I'm pretty nervous, and I don't know why I had to shit, but I caught
up. Well, it's a human behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had digested.
Biology.
Yeah, I think I was nerves and got the nervous poops. And I sneezed, and a perfect log shot out of my ass. A perfect log pinched completely into my pants, and I grabbed a bar. They're literally bringing me up like, this guy, lives in Hollywood. He comes down here to do stand-up. We like him. Give it up for... And I'm fishing this turd out of my pants. I take it out with a bar napkin and stick it in a potted plant, which I'm right next to. I go on stage. I do the 30 minutes. The show went great. It was like the best. Show I've had up to this point. And then I go, guys, to be perfectly honest, I didn't think the show was going to go great because right before the show, I shit in that potted plant. And people were like, what? And I go, hey, go look at that potted plant. Tell me there's not a shit wrapped up in a bar napkin. And they're like, there's a shit in here. And then I drop the microphone as if that's my ending joke. Right. And the place exploded. Wow. It was like the best ending bit. People were like, he shit in the bar. He shit
Dude,
in the...
Dude, you got to bring that back.
That story started very loose butthole.
And then tight.
Ended tight butthole.
Oh, good, 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 good. Yeah.
I want my foreskin back.
Okay, now let's talk about this. You can stretch your foreskin. You can stretch it. There's like a
thing
where you hook
it up to
your dick.
It takes years. I've been thinking about doing this.
So then maybe you really don't
want
it.
Wait, hold on now. I hear a real truth in Kyle's voice right now, and I'm looking at him via Zoom, and it looks like this is an emotional issue for you.
Well, I mean, I had to go through this when I had a son and decide if I'm going to cut part of his wee-wee off. And I decided not to. I'm not going to do that.
It's never too late.
Doing so, I realized that I want mine back. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't have that choice. None of us had that choice.
Are you jealous of your kid now, you weirdo? When you're changing his diaper?
No,
are you like,
I'm happy
man.
That he doesn't have to have this realization one day that somebody else made the choice to cut part of his dick off.
Yeah, okay. And I get that. But isn't it weird that you have to like peel your son's dick skin back and clean his
I don't
dick?
Have to do anything. You just let it go.
But doesn't it get gross?
No, you got to clean it.
Not
my
at
kids...
this age, not when he's this little. You
what
don't
are you
do
talking
that.
About?
None of
I
you
got
know.
Two little dicks in my house. Well, three.
You don't
well,
know.
I do.
Are
I'm
they
saying,
circumcised?
Yeah, but they still got a little something, and I gotta like go, hey guys, huh? Like the
they're circumcised. You don't know what you're talking about.
But they still got a little something, so I say you gotta pull that
you're
back.
You're speaking
and get
on
in
a
there.
False platform. You have no idea.
Wow.
I'm just saying, none of us had a choice, so it's easy to defend it.
Sure. Sure. No, and when I initially heard the argument, I believe we've had this argument several times.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sanitary thing, but apparently that's a myth of sorts.
It isn't a myth, but that's the same thing I'm talking about. It's a thing of the past, like the butthole hair.
Well, is it a thing where, yeah, is it a caught with and without? Is there a time when you're going to need that foreskin?
No.
Well, all you guys are fucking talking about how you want bigger dicks, and when you cut your foreskin off, it does retract a little bit.
Okay, well, I need much more than that.
Odds are, if you didn't cut your foreskin off, your dick would hang lower.
So, but here's the deal, though. If you have a little dick and you never got the foreskin cut off, you have no excuse. Now I know that, like, I can go home to my wife and go, look, do you know why it's so small? I got circumcised and it retracted.
Yeah,
and
lay
I'm
off.
I'm good to go. Lay off me.
Guys, with a quick Google, I found foreskin problems, okay? Foreskin problems. Dryness, swelling, infection, irritation. Just like that. Just right away. Foreskin problems. One
Dude,
quick Google.
It's a campaign, man.
He's dropping
it's a campaign
bombs.
From Christianity, dog. Mm. It's
Christianity.
A Christian campaign.
Big
it's,
Christianity.
It's, look what? At the rest was... of the world. Look at the global statistics.
Yeah. I thought it was Judaism. No?
Yeah, I thought that that was...
Yeah, which was adopted by Christianity as well.
Oh, well, guess what? They were right on the money as they usually are.
I was watching Rumpshaker very young.
Well, I mean, but Rumpshaker is fucking tame compared to WAP. Wet-ass pussy.
Totally.
Is there a video for WAP?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it couldn't get more vulgar, like, music after, like, my neck, my back, lick my pussy, and my crack. But then WAP is just...
What about last year? They had,
So hot.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. Like, that. Yeah. What is... That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, but that's just... Not really.
Pretty gnarly.
I've got a wet-ass pussy. That's more gnarly and vulgar than you're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
It's just what happens to the human body.
Yeah.
That's true. It's a reaction.
Yeah, I guess that was medical.
Yeah, one of them's actually worse.
If dudes have been rapping for however long about how their stroke is and
juicy
fucking...
Juicy butthole.
Like, go ahead and rap about it. Like, it doesn't... I don't fucking care. If girls want to rap about how good they fuck, tight.
Yeah.
I'm down with that, sure. But it is making me horny.
sure, but I don't want to walk around with a boner in my regular everyday life.
Yeah, when I'm jogging around the lake, I'm not trying to get a fucking hard-on, mm-hmm. bro.
But that's like back in the day, my mom would not let me listen to MTV or watch MTV because of that content. So then I had a battle with fucking censorship my entire life and was like, you know what I mean? Rage. So what do you do? What do you? I don't know.
I think you just let them watch. I mean, my parents didn't really give a shit. no, I could watch anything. Mm-hmm. I could watch any R-rated movie and listen to anything. The only real thing that they would stop me was, like, porno. Like, I couldn't, like, if there was, like, nudity.
Hey, I gotta
can
stop
you turn
there.
It off, dude?
Hey, we're putting up the roadblock here on hardcore porno.
Adam, turn it off.
Puberty, what a bizarre time. Do you remember how...
Oh, my God.
Pinocchio is really a story of puberty when you think about it.
I remember being so... My dick was hard all the time.
Was?
Yours wasn't?
Still is?
No, mine,
yeah,
mine
there's
is
no
not.
Was in
no,
that, man.
No, mine down. Is was. My dick does not work the same way.
He's crying.
It's not working the same way. I'll admit it. It doesn't work. It used to be a problem, mm-hmm. and now it's a
now
problem.
Now it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Oh, you're damned if you're hard, you're damned if you're not. Uh-huh. Soft. I should have said soft.
It was definitely like there was the moment where you're like, well, there goes sweatpants. Can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Or if you got called up to the chalkboard when you have like a boner in sweatpants and you have to just tuck your butt back and do a little dance.
Sure. I've had boners.
sure.
Wait, have you had boners?
I have.
In my freshman year of high school, I stood up and I had to tuck up.
Oh yeah.
And then the like one of my buddies called me out. It was like, mm-hmm. "You just had to tuck his dick up." Mm-hmm. And I honestly snapped. I was like, "I have a boner. What's it to you? Mm-hmm. We all got them." And I like kind of went off. And after that, mm-hmm. it was a note for if you're in 8th grade, 9th grade and you're getting a lot of boners, mm-hmm. call your boners out. Get mm-hmm. ahead of it.
Well, this
it,
is
get
eight
ahead
mile.
Of
it's
it because,
mile.
Yeah. because sure. then as soon as I did that, all the kids were like, "Yeah, this guy's funny. He's talking about boners." I'm like, so then I wouldn't shut up about my boner. Anytime I got a boner, it was an announcement that
so,
I'm making.
So let me
I'm
get
stacking
this right.
cans on top of it.
You're going to recommend to children across America to
allegedly,
talk about their boners?
No, here's
allegedly.
What I'm saying. Allegedly, take my advice word for word, allegedly. Okay. If you have an erection.
Good job.
Or you have... let's say you're a girl and you've got giant nipples or something. You got really hard giant nipples.
Okay.
And it's poking out or your dick is always hard, whatever it is, get in front of it. If you're like a fat kid, you have some fat jokes in the back pocket.
Oh, wait, hold on. You went too far. Let's stick with the nipples and dick.
If you're a fat kid with huge nipples and constant boners.
I'm saying if you have a thing, because I was a crippled kid in high school or in middle school. Uh-huh. If you have a thing... That people are going to make fun of you about.
Why don't we just stick to cripple kids calling it out, and then I think we're good.
No, not just cripple kids, because cripple kids with boners all the time, mm-hmm. kids with hard nipples
well,
constantly.
It's important that we as a people are able to talk about this stuff and not just make fun of each other for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what Adam did was diffuse the situation. Uh-huh. And it's like, why isn't that kid talking about boners at, you know, the dinner table with his family? But so it's not a thing. It shouldn't be a thing.
Can we at least admit that the real hero here is the friend in the classroom who audibly said, you just tucked your boner up. You notoriously have earth-shattering orgasms.
My gasms were, we'll shake the house.
Oh, yeah, man, the gas man.
I've definitely heard a couple when we were roommates, and it was, it sounded like felt hella good.
Oh, man.
I could barely make it out over you blasting Red Hot Chili Peppers every time.
What is this, Stadium Arcadium?
Yes, yeah. That was his go-to.
That was weird, man. We would hear that all the time.
Well, sorry, you guys weren't fucking.
No, bro, it's cool.
No,
it's
we're cool. Quiet. We're respectful.
Yeah, you guys were making love, not me. Mm-hmm. I was blasting Stadium Arcadium and going to town.
You fuck. I'm like coitus.
It's the orgasms. He's got earth-shattering orgasms, dude.
See, I'm not trying to have extra feeling. I'm trying to...
Yeah, imagine that.
I will say that once I moved out and I had privacy, my orgasms have become a little bit more groundbreaking, not earth-shattering.
Sure. But, oh, wow.
And I think that it was the privacy, and it's a shame that I was worried about what you guys thought about what my orgasms sounded like enough to keep it quiet. Adam, I got respect for you for just doing you, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I out of a level, and also, I also respect you, and that's thank why you. I played the Chili Peppers so loudly.
Yes.
Right.
It's the perfect music to play while having sex because it's a roller coaster ride. There's some they won't stop addicted to the shindig, and then every once in a while they'll slow it down and boom, boom.
So boom, wait, boom, you can go longer than one song? Boom. Wow.
Yeah, bro. We fuck on concept albums, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what's up. Nowadays, back then, no way, man.
No way.
I gotta skip some tracks.
What?
Oh yeah. Well, there's a few special tracks, definitely. Huh.
Huh. Wait for the secret song.
Ooh, the crescendo.
I really love myself. I have really no problem with any of my features.
I, in the year 2002, put a few bids on the black jeans that Anthony Michael Hall wore in Edward Scissorhands. Lost out when they went over $120. It was just a little too deep for my pockets.
Wow.
For people that don't know who Anthony Michael Hall is, which none of us really knew who he was, and we had to ask Anders, he is from Weird Science, along with other John Hughes movies. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of a nerd when he was a kid, and that must have weighed on him. And then he was like, I have to lift weights. I have to be a joked-ass aggro dude.
Hey, look, some people have to do that, okay?
Well, we actually didn't have a senior prom. We had a senior ball. So that would have been called a ball king. I don't...
Mm, oh, yeah. The ball king.
And I was the ball king of school. That's what they called me. That's what they called me.
That's what they called me, at least.
Because I would go run and get the balls.
Let's say you come out and you're butt naked, and now you need that little trim of hair around your asshole to keep you warm, or else you might die.
Hey, you're not wrong. I'm willing to take that risk.
I get that. It's kind of like with a gun, you know, with butthole hair, you'd rather be caught with than without. Because when you do need butthole hair, it's super important. Yeah.
I guess I'd rather be caught without a gun in this situation.
Right. No,
well,
brother.
That's your choice. Yep.
I'll tell you, my weapon of choice is right here, pal.
Oh, the fist.
The fist.
Okay. You raised his fist.
If someone pulls a gun on me, I will fist them.
Mm. Man, that makes sense. Can we talk about Blake just looking absolutely fucking insane for this podcast?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get a description.
With the mask, with the one glove.
Mm-hmm. But like a dentist's glove.
Currently touching his nostrils. Mm-hmm. Wraparound glasses, a mask, and then a bucket hat with a band that I'm pretty positive he's never listened to.
Mm-hmm. What? You're trying to challenge my Grateful Dead love? Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite Grateful Dead song, Blake?
Oh, don't question him. He knows this shit.
Oh, please tell me your favorite.
Keep trucking, baby. Come on, let's go.
Thank you.
What is it?
Trucking. Okay, speaking of trucks, I live a truck lifestyle, y'all.
All right, so their most famous one.
Well, it's up there.
you don't know a deep cut at all.
What's
the
one with the video where it's just skeletons playing? I Will Get By.
Yeah, that's all.
That's the fucking jam,
dude. They've got jams. They've got jams.
That song kicks butt.
I saw Grateful Dead with John Mayer.
Do you know Grateful Dead, bro?
No, I don't. No.
Yeah, so you just like projected on him. And Blake knows Grateful Dead. He was like, he knows them.
I don't believe that Blake is a big Grateful Dead
fan. I'm a deadhead. I'm a deadhead, brother.
I do not believe that he's a deadhead.
I think that you need to know something because the other day, like, we were just talking and I was working in the backyard and he's like, hey, man, flipped me Grateful Dead playlist just to get in the mood.
Yeah, he was setting himself up for this because he knew we were going to call him out about the hat. He's doing the legwork.
Dude, you remember we were like, we went to some like NASCAR event and Channing Tatum was there. And the way that like women were treating him was flagrant. Like they would follow him and like grab his ass and he'd be like,
like pieces of meat.
That is my butt.
It's so cool, though. Gosh, I wish I was him.
It is crazy. I mean, your guys' asses probably get grabbed quite a bit. Blake, you've got a really, really nice ass.
Yeah, you got a nice tuchus.
Oh, tuchus.
Publicly? No.
Does it get grabbed? My ass gets grabbed when I'm on the road doing stand-up and I do those like meet and greets afterwards, which I guess I'm probably never going to do again because COVID. But when I would do those and you're meeting people after the show, probably within a line of, I would cap it at 100 people, my ass would get grabbed 25 times.
Wow. But you do have a fucking dookie.
Rotund.
Yeah, it's totally meaty.
You got a dookie, bro.
I got some meat back there. That's
you got a booty.
Your booty gets like to the party 10 minutes after you.
It's still coming.
What's up, dude? You're here?
I mean,
your booty's here.
To be fair, didn't you get cut out of a Domino's commercial because your ass was too big?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was an insane. Oh, that was insane. I forgot all about that. For those of you that don't know, I had like a bad accident when I was a kid. I was hit by a cement truck. I couldn't walk for almost 2 years. And I was mostly worried about my boner. And
so that's the truth.
It was. I was worried about it. But I was like too young to like really know. I was like going into sixth grade. So that's right when boners are starting to pique your interest. And you're like, what's going on down here? I do remember, this is a gnarly story. My one of the first times I ejaculated. And I was taking a bath because I couldn't stand in a shower. My mom had to pick me up out of a wheelchair and place me in a bathtub. And I'm jerking.
I'm listening.
I'm jerking off. Meanwhile, I jerked off like this. Jerked off like with.
He's doing two fingers right now.
Dude, that was the move, by the way. Yeah, and then you get to a full circle.
Yeah, and like, then you go, okay, then you go two hands.
Never got there. Never got there.
But I was jerking off in the bathtub.
Two hands.
Came in the bathtub.
Wow. Good.
You know, good.
Sure. Just
and then
in
as soon as I came, I looked down and saw something floating in the bathtub, and it was my toe.
What the fuck?
You got the cum toe.
My toe fell off. My baby toe on my left foot, you guys know how I have a little nub.
Yeah, yeah.
My baby toe on my left foot was like charred, and they're like, this will probably just fall off at some point. And it fell off while I was in and I started screaming and I'm naked just with jizz water in the bathtub and my mom comes running in and she's like, oh my God, your toe. And I'm like, get out of here. Get out.
It is not safe for you.
Wait, so when you jizz in the water, are you kind of like scooching around to like dodge it and like the flows of the water, it's like coming after you?
And then like, yeah, it was like the first time. So like I'd done it multiple times before that where nothing came out.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is what we got to talk about is the pre-able to come jerk off sessions.
Where it's just the air coming out?
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Yeah. That was weird. Yeah.
Hey, so if any kids are listening to this and you guys are pre-coming and you're not, and there's no jizz coming out, get ahead of it. Scream that from the rafters at your local middle school.
And if you're just tuning in now, this is important.
You know, it's very important.
This is important.
I was very good at climbing trees. I still am to this day.
I could see you being really good at climbing some trees.
I love that you were that kid that's like, who's that? It's just Blake Kidd. He climbs trees.
He's always hiding from someone.
Yeah.
All the way to the top.
Yeah.
He's always hiding from somebody all the way at the top.
That's where my dad couldn't reach me.
You got to come over here during loquat season, climb my tree, and pick some loquats for me, buddy.
I'll just tell you, when you have a dad like mine at home, you learn how to climb those trees pretty damn fast.
Get a switch. Go get a switch,
and
boy.
This is what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Now, this is important. Group therapy.
Blake's abuse.
I use my podcast as a therapy session.
I feel like these are the kind of conspiracies I'd like to be spending my time on. Like, yeah. Is there multiple marshmallows?
You got to get off the conspiracies you're currently on and get on this where is marshmallow conspiracy.
All right. I was just making a joke. I don't need to be be put on a freaking crucifix right now, okay?
Oh.
I'm not. Hey, no, you're, man, the one who got sensitive, yeah, about it. I just said this would be a good...
Well, you pointed the finger at me, and I, you know...
Well, sometimes when someone reacts like this, it's because some sort of truth is coming out. What's going on?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's also comedy. Come on now. Ha, ha, ha.
The world's a stage, right, Kyle?
Kyle, all you got to say is, can we please change the subject?
Yeah, thank you. Can we change the subject?
Yeah. I want to say that so much on this podcast.
That's a great call. I forgot about that. That's awesome.
That's going to be the other name of the podcast instead of This Is Important, which it is, which everything we talk about is.
It's all important.
It's going to be, can we change the subject?
Can we change the subject?
Please change the subject.
Can we please change the subject?
It's a real conversation killer, though, uh-huh, for a podcast.
Can we please change the subject?
Yeah, because it's like, okay.
Next subject.
We're kind of going on a good run there. If they just had a gym that was all just breakable shit, mm-hmm, that you could just go in there and aggressively smash shit, I feel like that'd be...
They do. It's called a dump run. Just like go pick up people's trash and take it to the dump for them, and you can just do whatever the hell you want over there.
Wow. And you save the planet.
How long do you guys brush your teeth for?
How long?
Yeah. And how much toothpaste do you use?
30 minutes. 30 just minutes. A solid 30. 30 minutes. Just a solid 30 every night.
I destroy my toothbrushes. My toothbrushes are absolutely insane.
So does my wife. It's like crazy.
So does my two-year-old.
It looks like it looks like Guile's hair from Street Fighter 2.
My dentist was like, yo, you cannot use, you're rubbing the enamel of your teeth off with your toothbrush.
What are you doing?
Because I would scrubbing the shit out of him, man.
He's obviously getting out a lot of anger.
But why?
So this is me circling back to how long you're doing it. Like, how long? Because I see, like, commercials that are like, you do 30 seconds this side, 30 seconds that side, 30 seconds bottom side, 30 seconds this. And I'm like, 2 minutes? I do not brush my teeth for 2 minutes.
I do.
I brush my teeth for 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes?
Well, my electric toothbrush has a timer.
Don't you guys have electric? Yeah, it tells you when.
No, I just I'm old school. I'm throwback.
Oh, bro, you got to get a Sonicare.
No, I go myself. I make the noise.
It's so much work.
I put the batteries right up my, what?
I like to put in that work, that little elbow grease right before going to sleepies.
Obviously, you're damaging your mouth.
This dude's like, oh, another workout.
Wait.
Got to get all this pent-up energy. I might snap on somebody.
Well, what's up with the flossing? Who out here is flossing? Who's doing that? I don't know.
Never.
What?
I'm flossing fashion-wise almost daily.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As everyone knows.
He stays flossing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I never floss my teeth.
That's wild.
I don't do it as often as I should. Only if I get something stuck all up in it while I floss it up.
If it's a beef jerky day, you got to floss.
Yeah, if I'm jerking a little hard that day.
We did Ghosts in the Graveyard and Cops and Robbers on bikes.
Cops and Robbers was trill.
Cops and Robbers, oh my on gosh, bikes. Shit went yes. down.
That doesn't even have rules. It's just like you just pretend to shoot each other all right. day.
But no, you got to do, it was essentially like group tag. Cops over here, robbers over there. And there was like parameters, like the block. And we have like a school honor block. So you could cut through the schoolyard and shit.
Damn. Can't you put people in jail and stuff too? And then you can go save people
exactly.
out of jail?
Exactly. So then if a robber gets to jail when a cop isn't there, they can tag you and then you're free again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The game?
I don't know how it ends. I guess it ends when the cops get all the robbers. But like, I don't know how the robbers
There was
went.
Never any, like those little kid games, there was never any ending. You know what I mean? Right. It just kept going until you had to come home.
They were designed to just stay.
I never remember like winning at Cops and Robbers or like any of those like games that you sort of make up your own neighborhood rules.
Right.
Our main shit, we were just like little vandals and shit. We would literally just get a bunch of rocks, climb in a tree, and then throw rocks at cars that are driving past.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that happened.
All day long. I remember I had to, I got called to like eat dinner, and I hear my mom screaming my name down the street. And so I had to go home, ate dinner. I came back. All of my friends are handcuffed, sitting on the side of the street, and a police officer's right there. There's like four of my friends right there, and they were getting handcuffed, and then the cop took them back to their parents' house because they shattered some guy's windshield by throwing a
freaking rock through his windshield.
Damn.
Freaking goofballs. Bad that kids. Backfired on him.
Did you guys ever have laser tag infiltrate your groups of friends? Because that was like something that really, really changed every game.
Like you guys had your own laser tag like in the neighborhood?
Dude, a couple kids on the block had it.
Yeah, you could buy these vests at like Toys R Us and you know, you had to charge them. That was the hard part, is always keep making sure that you had batteries. But like,
well, hey, nothing's changed, huh?
Mm. Yeah, totally.
He's a god.
Yeah, he is. He's a god.
He was a god at that party of 25 people.
And the weird thing is, he's not the coolest brother. Liam is.
That's right, Team Liam.
Luke. Team Luke.
Oh, Team Luke.
We got a Luke fan.
Over Liam? Liam's way cool, dude.
I'm a Liam guy. Huh.
Sorry, Liam. I'm going with the brother I haven't met yet.
Yeah, you've like worked with Liam several times. What the fuck?
Yeah, I thought you were boys with Liam. That's weird that you checked that.
No, I am. I am. But for sure, the one I don't know is the coolest.
Yeah, I like Liam. I like Liam.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I thought maybe some dirty shit happened on set with you and Liam. Did you have beef? Was it like you can't be on set together?
It was definitely a battle of who's the hottest on set every time we walked on set. Every time we walked on set, it was like a real...
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Give and take, push and pull of who is the sexiest person on set.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that website, actually? Like, Hot or Not?
Hot or Not was the fucking funniest thing.
Dude.
I loved it.
Weren't you? You I had a pickup, it. Right, Kyle?
What do you mean?
You had a picture on Hot or Not?
Oh, of course. Dude.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I
so
loved
tight.
It. I like lived by it. I would check it every fucking 3 hours and be like, dude, 7.8. Check it out.
In high school, we put a homie of mine on there, and he was at like a 9% or something.
We have to bring that back. You guys know Hot or Not. It was like you put a picture of yourself and then the community of Hot or Not.
This was like 2002, 2003, like early internet. It was like, early internet.
You think anybody popped off that? You think anybody who was like the hottest person, like got a call from a manager and then was on.
Oh,
like,
for sure. I bet you Hollywood was
Maxim.
Like, let me talk to that person.
How Nick Lachey came to be.
He got his 98 degree deal.
Yeah, they're like, they're putting it. Lou Pearlman was putting together 98 degrees.
I need one more. I would be willing to bet thousands of dollars that there's a Maxim Hot or Not issue, best of Hot or Not.
Wait, what are you willing to bet?
I'm willing to bet thousands of dollars.
Thousands?
The grounds.
Well, put a number on it. Let's see. Maybe one of us wants to take this action.
Yeah let's do
that
this.
That there's a Hot or Not Maxim issue.
So you're betting thousands that...
What are you doing? As your all money right. manager.
No, hang on.
I feel
the
two intersect so perfectly.
Yeah.
There has to be.
You should have been the editor at Maxim. I don't think they were doing that. That's why nobody fucking reads that.
All right, maybe not thousands, but they should have.
This one's controversial. It's a double. There were two discs because the soundtrack was so good. Is the soundtrack to Dazed and Confused better than the movie Dazed and Confused?
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's a great question.
It's kind of impossible to separate because especially on that movie, because that movie, the soundtrack pushes the movie along so well and also gets you in the mood for those hot 70s jams.
Right. So is the accompaniment of the visual better or not? That's what I'm saying. I actually didn't think the name Karen was correct.
It's not fair because I have an Aunt Karen who's just a really lovely lady.
Right, I feel like Barb is like a closer to what that is.
Barb
or Susan.
Is,
no, Susan.
I disagree.
Susan.
Susan's pretty good.
Kurt Russell.
Ooh.
He's the he's golden, right?
Yeah.
He's the one who's still kind of like, hey man.
He's clean.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm steady as can
be. I mean, if you're not against his lack of commitment, put a ring on it already. Did he marry Goldie Hawn?
Did they?
Yeah. Come on, man.
So you're a traditionalist. You believe in that.
I am a Christian values. You don't have sex till you're married.
That is true. I forgot about the giant cross tattoo on your back.
It's huge. Kyle, not everybody's born to play.
I think I could hit one out at the Coliseum.
I bet you could.
Oh, man.
Kyle, shut the fuck up. No, you could not.
Yeah, I could.
Not in a million years could you.
If I have 3 months to practice, I'd hit it out.
All right, Kyle. Okay. Start practicing today, and in 3 months, I guarantee you we could get you on the green. Is that what they call it?
No, in the batter's box.
On the diamond.
Yeah,
on
the pitch.
In the batter's box.
Get me in the box.
We'll get you in the box. At the Coliseum, and I want to see this happen. I bet we can. Blake has the inn. He's played there twice.
You got to pay for it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What are we paying
That's
for?
That's a weird request. All right. Baseballs and sure.
Pay for what?
You got to pay for access. You got to pay for it.
We're not going to pay for it. They're going to let us do it. It's not going to be during a game.
You got to pay for it. I'll do it.
Kyle, you played baseball, right? Is this true that like to hit it out of there, like the pitch needs to be at a certain sufficient speed coming in?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is I'd have to learn how to hit like 80 miles an hour. That turning on it is probably the hardest.
Well, you're the one who said you need 3 months.
Yeah, I think I could do that.
All right. I'm excited to see it.
It actually would trim up my waistline, which I've been looking forward to doing.
Nah, man, you got to use that. That's the torque that you need to get around on that ball.
I think I would full-on liposuction down to like 5% body fat. Just get rid of all of it. Just like that. Over day, just be wrapped.
Over day? This dude just said over day.
Well, I'm not doing it overnight.
I know, but I love over day.
I'm not doing it overnight. I'm doing it over the daytime.
You go to like a store and they're like, we give you liposuction over day. 2 for 1.
I'm not doing it overnight, though. I'm doing it.
Yeah,
over the day.
That's true.
That's cool.
I'm not going in at nighttime to get it done. This is a daytime procedure. I'm going to start in the morning, and they're going to work however many hours it takes and get done. Probably by lunchtime, I'll go home and have a shredded ass six pack and back.
Lingerie football. And if you guys at home haven't watched this shit, it's not just like girls in underwear playing football.
They light each
it
other
is
up.
These fucking jock women
yeah.
in like not scantily clad, but they're in like sports bras and like, I guess like underwear shaped shorts or whatever. But they fucking light each other up. These quarterbacks have cannons and these women are catching
yeah, they
balls.
Do.
They're checking people into walls. Nah. It's fucking, there's YouTube clips are intense.
I remember when we found it. We found it when we lived at Hamlin and it was like scrolling through the DirecTV. It's like, Lingerie Football League, what is this? Click it on.
Ooh, do tell.
Yeah, and then it's like, holy shit, this is like a great game. This is really good.
It's
speaking of shit talk, one of those girls from that like highlight clip or whatever had the best shit talk game. She was like, oh my God, did you shit your pants? To some other girl. She's like, you fucking stink. I was like, she's in her head now.
Oh, man. What an ultimate slam. Did you shit your pants?
That's a good one.
I dream that we wire up every player, athlete, and that's all they say.
That'd be a great thing. Like, even in the NFL, if you're the guy that's wired up, if you're constantly just going like, oh, my God, this guy's just shit his pants. that's what they keep getting on CBS or wherever it's airing.
That's Hard Knock softball.
Yeah, Hard Knock. It's just being like, oh, PU, dude, you shit your pants.
Eventually, I believe that DJing at that caliber and that level will evolve into you also are doing magic and illusions. Just magician Ooh, yeah. DJs.
You're making people's money disappear, I'll tell you that.
That's going to be my new, my next Disney Plus movie.
That makes sense.
Magician DJ.
Uh-huh. Magic DJ.
Yeah, Magic DJ Camp.
That makes so much sense. The drop of a DJ is just like the reveal of a magician.
Yeah, doves fly out. Come on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that,
Blake? Please, I'm trying. Please do this.
Hot dog head.
Yeah. Hot dog head.
Right.
Woot,
it's
woot,
raining meat. Did you guys get those nipple things when you were going through puberty?
What's Pearson's? Up?
No. Like your nipples hurt?
Yeah, dude. No, I didn't. You know but I remember
about?
Y'all
balls,
talking about that
like
all
the
time.
The hard balls
yes,
in your,
under
nipples?
Your nipples.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I haven't thought about them in years,
dude. I remember those so. And that's why, like, people would be like, "Oh, this one here," and they would grab it, and it would
yes,
hurt
yeah.
so bad.
That's why. I've, yes.
Maybe I'm still waiting for my growth spurt because I've never heard of
really?
This.
Really,
you no, never had that?
I grab
your nipples right now.
What is
sure.
Your
count, right.
Sure.
We're
and
all
I am.
Tweezing our nipples. All of us are touching.
And they're
our
pretty soft at the end. Now imagine a marble in the tip, and that's what it used to be.
A marble in the tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I specifically remember right. like
you also, you also
you
did not
put a marble
get
in your never mind go ahead.
He also Blake you didn't get pit hair until you were like
I was
30.
A late bloomer sure.
I didn't get pit
sure.
hair until college
no
till,
way
like, mid college yeah
well, that's why
but
you guys are so like connected
year.
Damn
well he's my son.
I just remember grabbing either like Kyle or my friend Teddy's nipples
and them, fond memories
and them flipping out like dude that hurt
dude,
really
it
bad
so
and
bad.
It was like whoa I thought this was something we did man.
I loved how quiet you got when you're like, I just remember grabbing Kyle's or
it was
my
such friend's.
I was just grabbing, you know, pinching, like, you know, yeah, it's like so amongst good friends, we pinch nipples.
Uh-huh. I just remember yeah grabbing Kyle.
Allegedly. Hey,
did they see it that way?
I don't know. Kyle, how did you feel when I did that?
No, I haven't thought about it in forever, and yet it hurts so fucking bad, man. Sensitive. What are those things?
What was it
I don't
called?
Know.
What
I,
is that?
That
what's
is a
in
Google
your
away. That's
I think
a Google
it's your
away
body being like, are these going to be titties? And then your other part of your body's like, no, we're holding off. And it's like, wait, we were just trying to make titties.
So that's
stopping.
Like,
that's
like,
a scientific.
Like the testosterone, those are estrogen reason pods. So those could be estrogen
I
pods.
Think that's maybe what it is.
And then possible the testosterone at that point is like, nah.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
what
forms,
the fuck?
Right.
It forms a marble. That could also be wildly
a milk
incorrect
marble.
Yeah, well, this is...
No. Are you kidding? That's allegedly exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's important.
It is.
That is important.
When I moved here, two of my friends were in a softball league with Nitro from American Gladiators. They were like, we just want to meet people. They joined up and they're like, dude, Nitro is in our softball league. And I was like, we're in Hollywood, baby.
Whatever happened, didn't they try to bring back American Gladiators and just sort of...
Yeah, it was back.
It was good.
Yeah, what happened? That sucks. It was canceled too quickly, man. Give it some time to shine.
Yeah.
It was kind of a Band-Aid for the Writers Guild strike in, what, 06 or 05 or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have any TV. They needed reality TV. They brought back American Gladiators and said... Take that, WGA.
Mm.
Now, for those of you guys listening, the WGA is the Writers Guild of America, and sometimes they go on strike and TV doesn't happen, so American Gladiators happened.
I wish it'd go on strike again.
And now it's The Rock's show, Titans Games.
That's right.
It's just okay, that game. I don't want to sound like a sociopath, but it's too much of like the personal story. I don't give a fuck.
Mm.
Like, go out there and play against the gladiators.
That's what was awesome about American Gladiators is you just, before you knew it, you were in the game. You were in the event.
Yeah.
Well, that's why American Ninja Warrior rules is because it's the same with gladiators. You're like, oh, I could do that. Even if you couldn't.
Right.
Even if you're like...
Right.
Probably would just get your ass kicked. You believe like, yeah, you know what? I would. I'd shoot for the leg and I'd take him down. I watched Pinocchio.
Oh,
yeah. Dude, terrifying.
Dude, yeah, that's got a crazy
the
part.
Scariest movie I've, and I was high. I was super. I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch Pinocchio. And just, you know, ate like six edibles and like smoked a joint to myself. And truly terrifying.
Pig Island?
I mean, it's,
yeah.
It's been
yeah
a minute.
Here's the story breakdown in like quick beats.
Oh, it's been a minute, so you've
well
never seen it.
It was a 1940s movie. It's
right
so old.
Yeah.
Very old.
And then, so there's Geppetto.
Geppetto.
He's super Italian. Kind of forgot how like... Italian he is, even though his name's Geppetto.
I think
you
he's the basis of all Italian people
all,
from
like, stereotype
that movie.
Yeah. All the stereotypes is Geppetto.
Thanks, Disney.
And he's like really into, he's kind of a weirdo. He's like really into woodworking and just makes clocks. And whenever he's trying to party, he rocks all the clocks at once, which makes an insane, pretty annoying noise. Mm-hmm. And him and his cat dance. So he is carving
that's
this.
That's how you meet the guy?
Yeah. This is he's carving this Pinocchio, and he's like, I wish he was a real boy. And then prays to like the star. This fairy comes down. It's like, it's a real boy.
When
but
you wish upon a star.
Yeah, yes. But who's wishing
oh
upon
Blake,
the star?
You know, you've
Geppetto.
Geppetto.
Okay. Was Jiminy Cricket? Cricket?
Is yeah.
Jiminy Cricket.
He's like the host of the movie.
Yeah. He oh,
the narrator.
He's the conscience.
Yes,
and,
let
and
it be your guide.
Yes. Give a little whistle.
Yes,
is that that
exactly
song?
Yeah, you remember. So anyway, so he becomes a real boy. The first thing Geppetto does, which is an insane move, is he goes, guess what? You got to go to school today. First day this kid's alive.
Damn.
Doesn't even spend a day like going to have some fun, going to the water park or something.
Geppetto's a working man.
I guess, yeah, he has
you know,
to work.
He's got to earn his
kids. I mean, it was the middle of the night that this kid came alive. You don't want to even kick with the kid. So anyways, he goes.
Bad father.
Go, bad,
well, that is,
bad
hold father on. Yeah, that is weird. He's like, my one wish is that you're a real boy. Okay, get the fuck out of my hair.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why don't you go to real school, motherfucker?
Yeah.
So then he doesn't even walk him to school. He doesn't even walk the kid to school. This
damn
is a child. This is a wooden child. First day alive.
He's a real boy, you
no,
asshole.
No, he's not real yet. He isn't real.
You're
he's still
right.
Wooden.
That's the whole plot of the movie, right? He wants to be real.
Is that what it is? He's not actually real because he's still wooden?
He's still wooden.
Yeah.
So he
oh
sends him
God
off to school. Then this like gnarly fox comes and was like, oh shit, I'm going to sell this guy into slavery, allegedly, does, sells him into like this marionette, like puppeteer guy,
right,
who's a psychopath, locks him in a cage. Mm-hmm. Jiminy Cricket gets him. They sneak out. Then they get
spoilers.
Then they get
1940 spoiler coming in hot.
Welcome to This Is Disney Movies.
Letting the whole room know that there's your poop in that potted plant is something of, what is that?
Well, it was the confidence that was built through that half hour,
right,
to where I got a rapport with this audience, and it was going great. It was a great show, and they were fully on board with everything I was doing.
So you just were like, I'm unstoppable.
Guys, I got to be honest, it was a great night. I shit.
I just the honesty that I was trying to have with this crowd and just admitting like, hey, I didn't think it was going to go well, right, because I shit in that potted plant right before getting on stage. And people were like, what? Huh? Why throw a weird lie after he's built this rapport with us right now? And then I was like, yo, go check that potted plant. Someone did. And he's like, there's a shit in here.
I just remember somebody telling a story about how they're like in their bed with their girlfriend at the time, and the rats were like under their bed scratching around. And they were like, what was that noise? And it was like, oh, no, that's just
That was me and my ex-girlfriend. And I remember I told her it was the pipes. Because you heard like on the hardwood floor, you heard like the rat like chick, chick, chick,
right,
chick, on the way in. Bro. And she's like, what's that? And I go, it's an old house. It's just old pipes.
You just were like, rats rattling pipes.
Ratatouille.
Dude, that was great. Nasty.
Dude, can you imagine though if it was a ratatouille who like jumped in your hair and like taught you how to fuck right?
There we go. Oh,
I wish.
There's the like, ratatouille too.
Ratatouille, hey guys, new movie idea.
I just watched Ratatouille for the first time very recently.
Uh-huh. Wait, what is a ratatouille?
Well, it's a
Pixar
it's
movie?
A, it's yeah, a dish.
I
know that,
but I thought it was a food.
It's
it
a is. Dish.
Okay, great.
But we're wait, using
hang on,
it
as, I said it's a Pixar movie, and you said right, but I thought well, it was a you food. Also said so that, you know it was both of those
but
things.
But you also said that it lands in the back of your hair and tells you how to fuck, and that's you called it a ratatouille. And I'm like, how does the dish land in the back of your hair and tell you how to fuck?
Have you seen Ratatouille?
No,
oh
that's
my
why
God.
You
know You've it's a never
movie,
right?
I do understand it's a movie that stars a mouse. Is the mouse named Ratatouille?
It's a rat.
No, hold on. Is the mouse named? It's a rat named Ratatouille.
It's a rat.
Basically.
I don't know
okay,
if his
no,
name
that's
is Ratatouille.
Fucking bullshit. Is it known as a Ratatouille?
Is E.T.'s name E.T.?
Well,
is
what
it
do you
debatable?
Mean?
I don't no know. One
knows. What should we name the male Karen? And like Kyle was always on the list. And I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck no.
Well, it's
come
the hard
on.
K. It's the K. Sound mm-hmm. that yeah. is.
I thought Chad is a better choice. I honestly thought Chad is the one.
I talk about Chad and Derek's for like 20 minutes in my stand-up special.
Todd.
Todd's good.
It's all Todd.
Yeah, I feel like Chad is a bro.
Well, Todd to me sounds like a dumb guy. Like, yeah. Oh, good one, Todd.
Yeah, Todd's an idiot.
Good one, Todd.
But that's who these people are. These people are idiots, right? That's the whole
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, for sure.
Chad is more aggro.
Chad's yeah. young, from in my mind. He's a young soul.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Chad is a young soul to
oh,
you.
Oh, wait. Were we not talking about souls? yeah.
No. I actually want to transition to souls. That's
See,
why
that's
I picked up
That's the thing
on
with Anders is he's always talking souls.
Yeah, I don't have one, so I just like to talk
heart
about
Heart and soul,
him.
Baby.
Oh, come on. Give yourself some credit. You got a beautiful heart in there.
Somewhere.
There should be one bully per high school, and you run for it just like you run for prom king.
That would be
people
cool.
get voted, wow. and you go. He gets the bully. He's the funniest bully. What he says is usually true. That you are ugly. You are a nerd, and he gets to ride on the back of everyone's wheelchair.
Yeah,
around the high school,
they would. They'd always take my wheelchair and push that shit. I'm like, this isn't your job, man. This
if
is,
you
this
an
is Kyle Walsh's
wheel-
gig.
If you had an electric wheelchair at my high school, you were somebody's ride to class. That was just the deal you made with the environment.
I never got the – I think my parents didn't have enough money to spring for the electric one. They yeah. were like, yeah, well, someone's pushing you.
I don't want this chiseled-ass Chris Hemsworth ordering pizza. I want Adam Devine with a donk ordering pizza.
No, he's delivering it.
He's delivering it.
Or you were delivering it?
Well, I wasn't ordering. I was a pizza delivery guy. I was.
Well, that's okay because I was once a delivery guy and I know how you sneak slices in the car, bro. I mean, it's all good.
You would eat the pizza
what?
From the
what?
Couple toppings? Yeah, here and there. You
bro,
know what I mean?
Are you serious? I was also a pizza delivery guy, and you have broken code, my friend.
Yeah, you are going to hell.
That is breaking code.
Well, I mean, I didn't. Come on, guys. Everybody takes a little topping here and there. Come on.
How dare you?
Listen to him.
Beep, beep, beep.
How dare you?
Come on.
That is breaking code. They trust you with the pizza.
Well, I don't do it anymore. I don't deliver anymore. So this is like
20
years ago.
You're just getting it off your chest. You're getting it off your chest. I got you. You got to be prepared for what's going to happen.
Yes.
Are you guys talking a civil war that's going to break out?
Civil war.
Hey, no, that's what people are talking about.
No, I said civil. I said civil.
But we're talking about silver.
I'm talking about
Have you
silver.
Noticed how?
Okay. Hey, rewind the podcast. Rewind the podcast and
check the
listen
tape.
To see if I said silver or civil.
I think
this is about to be a goddamn civil war in this podcast booth right now, motherfucker.
I
want to
say you said silver war in Workaholics. I think Adam DeMamp said that once.
What's great about playing this dumbass character of Adam DeMamp is I got to mess up and say a lot of stupid shit that just ended up in the show.
We're keeping it.
Yeah.
I think my best trick was the skid.
Oh, my God. Dude, I could just lay some fucking skid out.
I could skid for days. I was the hardest skidder on the block.
That was the best way to arrive.
You're still laying skid marks, right?
Yeah, okay. Baby. Laying a little tire on the pavement. Hello.
I'm talking about in your undies.
If you saw if you saw a homie from, like, across the playground and you just darted over to him and then went, like, whoosh, for, like, a skid, you're like, what's up?
That was always the move. Yeah, you had to like see who could skid the longest.
Oh yeah,
not in.
You're talking about from like turning to the side too, not right, not just like the straight.
Nah,
skid.
Straight bomb.
Yeah. Oh, that's some nerd shit.
You turn?
Yeah, you turn and you fucking you tail it off.
Do you guys ever fuck with some super suckers?
Oh dude,
oh hell
Big
yeah.
Time.
You mean by Laramie?
Laramie.
What'd you guys have?
Ooh.
You just had the stand.
Everybody
50?
Had a 50. You had to have the 50.
You start with the 50.
Is the 50?
You had to have the 50, and now that's what you would tuck in your pants. And then you would have the 500, the double banger.
That was the 200.
Two tanks, whatever that one was.
The 500 had the backpack, or was that the 1,000?
Can we just go from the bottom up and like let me get reminded of this?
By the way, Super Soaker does not exist anymore. Didn't we? We looked this up in the Workaholics Writers Room. It like doesn't exist.
Why not?
Maybe they're sitting on it till some guy pays $4 million for a 50.
There we
go. Gets back into it. This is important.
That's something I would collect.
I want to say that there was a 5, 10, 15, 30. There was for sure a 50, a 75, and a 100, and then a 200.
Okay, so the 75 was what? What color was that?
Orange and yellow.
That was the orange and yellow one. So the 100 was the green one?
No, blue.
The 100 was blue.
Or was that the 50?
No, the 100 was blue and yellow.
Okay. Okay.
The 50 was green bottle, yellow gun, the OG.
That was the entry one. Everybody had the 50.
50 was just the first.
Yeah, that's
because it was called the Super Soaker 50 because it shot 50 feet.
Oh, shit. I never knew that.
Oh, what happened was Nerf bought Super Soaker and kind of ruined it. If we're being real, Nerf tried to nerf-a-size
they nerfed
Super
it.
Soaker and then just turned it into some Nerf shit, man.
What did they do to it?
It just it looks like it doesn't hold as much water. It's just kind of whack as hell.
People also started putting like bleach and urine in them and shooting 50 feet and taking off, like shooting convertibles and shit.
I'd like to apologize early for doing that as a teenager.
Did you?
No, I'm lying. Spoonerisms rock. They're very funny. Mm. Fucking nuts. Nuck and futs. There's a bumper
there
sticker.
There
you go. It's a spoonerism.
Funking go nuts.
Tuck my sits.
that too.
Wait, what did you say?
Tuck my sits.
You said what?
Tuck my sits.
Yeah.
Nope, you get it?
That's kind of. That's something.
Suck my fits?
No, tuck my sits. Tuck.
Tuck my
suck my tits.
Tits.
He's writing it
suck
down.
My tits.
Suck my tits.
I was fast.
Yeah.
Nobody could tag me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sneaking suspicion that everyone fast wasn't playing tag. They were playing real sports.
Mm. See, Blake, Blake never, he didn't go to the track, the track meet.
No one could tag me. Motherfucker, they're out playing flag football.
Okay. There were other There were other activities that weren't sanctioned sports that you had to be good at on my block. One was tag. The other was steal the bacon. And I was nasty on that.
Yo, steal the bacon got so ruthless.
You want to know the other one? Kick the can. Y'all ever play that? That game was ruthless.
Hey, did you grow up in the 50s?
I know.
I grew up in a field in Iowa.
Adam's getting like shanked with knives and you're like kicking cans.
Bro, we lived in a court. You can play games like that.
What is kick the can?
Yeah.
Kick the can is so tight.
I caught myself just like touching people probably more than I normally would.
What?
Like crew guys, I was just like kind of.
Yeah, oh, like, because of lack of human contact? Yeah,
and I know that they don't have it, right. And you haven't touched another person in so goddamn long.
Yeah, as soon as you get the green light, you're handsy.
These guys did have a certain musculature that made you want to grab them.
Oh, my God. These professional shark divers, can we talk about how fucking hot they were?
Please do. I'm over here waiting. I wasn't there.
Give I'm not going to stop you.
Give me the description,
baby. We're talking long, lean.
Long. There
was this, no, for real, there was this dude, Andre, that was, I mean, he, a local Bahaman gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Bahaman?
Yes. Bahaman? Mm-hmm. Bahaman?
Bahamian?
Bahaman.
Bahaman. ripped, dude. Mm-hmm. Just like, and he had like this wetsuit.
Yeah.
Woo, that fit him well.
Why was his wetsuit so much cooler?
Why don't we all have trucks? Trucks freaking rock, dude.
Totally.
Station wagon.
Let's get some flatbeds. I want to be flatbed boys.
Kyle's got a flatbed.
Yeah, he does. I've been on it a few times.
Whoops. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when does wine mouth kick in?
When does it kick in?
It could be
two bottles.
If you're drinking like shitty wine, I want to say. Maybe it like leaves a film, or maybe it's a sign of great wine.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
It could also be like a black light for brushing teeth if like they
gingivitis
teeth in a while.
Yes. It's
the Tarzan Listerine guy hasn't swung through that mouth. That's another
it's a gingivitis indicator. All right,
so you're always gonna get rim shots.
Hey guys, how to avoid wine mouth? Brush your teeth before eating, not after. The tannins in the wine cling to any plaque on your teeth.
Boom.
So technically, if you got more plaque on your teeth, you're going to get more wine.
Oh, this just made it so much worse.
Yeah,
this motherfucker doesn't brush his teeth.
It is. It's the wine mouth is the black light of oral hygiene.
You know what video I get sent every once in a while is who gets the dog?
Oh, man.
Oh,
who
damn.
Gets the dog?
Dude.
We won a dog, me, Kyle, and our old roommate, Teddy. We won a dog on a TV show called Who Gets the Dog, where three groups of, like, family or friends, three different groups battle over, like, who the dog likes more and who they feel would be the best fit for this dog. And then we ended up winning. And I got on all fours because I'm a fucking cheese dick ham and acted like a dog to, like, win. I was like, woo, woo.
Yeah, it was really a testament to our acting, like being like, we want to win so bad
that
we'll put on whatever, we'll say whatever we have to say, pull the heartstrings of America.
And you won the dog?
Yeah.
We won the dog, and then we have this dog, Rocky, who now lives with Teddy's family, I think. Right?
Oh, yeah, Rocky. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's the deal?
Are you eating sushi off of people?
Yes.
You can't do that right now.
They're sanitized.
What is the fish? The fish is sanitized?
The people you put the fish on and eat it off of.
New sushi. Out where I live, like sometimes in the middle of the night, the packs of coyotes will get something and they will just go crazy. Like crazy. And you hear the animal that they got like screaming and stuff. It is the most.
Fuck.
Yeah, like fucking leave me alone. Leave me the fuck alone. No, don't kill me.
Oh, not my face. Don't eat my face first.
Yeah.
Eat my ass first. Oh, just please eat my ass.
Eat my ass. honey, the coyotes are out there again. Eat my ass.
Please eat my ass first. Oh, God.
Why? Not my face. Just focus on the ass, please.
What are you doing out there?
That's what I'm definitely saying that. I'm definitely saying that one if I get attacked by anything. It's just like, please eat my ass first, then eat what?
Kyle just walks into the woods, just ass first, just ready to get gobbled.
Are you going out to the woods again? I'm laying traps. I'm laying more traps.
Just eat my ass. Eat my ass. That's what I hope my ghost says in the afterlife.
What was on these mixtapes, and yeah. who were you giving them to? Because I know you and your friends weren't fucking in high school.
Yeah. If there was no Jill Scott in there, you're disqualified. True.
It's true. I know their whole crew. That wasn't a high school fucking crew right there.
No, not at all.
No diss there. That was a cold.
We did go to strip clubs, though.
A lot of Magic the Gathering. Yeah.
Gathering something.
I remember when, I think I must have been living with Teddy or something, but I remember at Camden when we lived together, he came over and like your friends came in town and I was like, oh shit, we're gonna party and everything. And then you guys played Magic the Gathering for 4 days straight. And I don't know how to play. And so it's just me kind of drinking, sitting around the outside of the circle being like, does anyone want
to? Yeah, dude.
And when trying to go do anything, they're like, nah, this mage is, I don't even know how to make fun of it because I truly don't know Magic the Gathering at all. So
you found yourself knee deep in a booster draft, brother.
Wow.
You buy a box, you make a deck, you go at it for about 4 days with your tightest bros, and you come out stronger for it. It's a bro bond.
We're talking about the cameras at the front of the house to make sure people aren't shitting on your doorstep or any weird stuff.
Home security cameras.
Right. The cameras at the front of your house.
And the back and all around and inside for some people I know, Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I got robbed like a handful of years ago. That's when I put mine up. And my neighbor told me, this is how shitty neighbors are in Los Angeles. Like, they truly don't give a fuck. The guy, my neighbor, was like, oh, yeah. I told him I got robbed. And he was like, oh, yeah, I saw someone digging through your trash wearing scream masks.
What?
Two guys. And I'm like, you didn't think to call the police? And he goes, nah, I just figured it was someone just looking for cans or something. And I'm like, in a scream mask? That's so terrifying.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they were actually robbing your house in scream masks?
Apparently.
That's kind of fucking baller.
Yeah, that is sick.
It's off the charts.
Yeah, until you're stabbed to death.
By the way, your neighbor robbed you and then told you there were some people with scream masks going through your garbage so that you're totally thrown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
That'd be tight.
Because the first thing you're thinking is, well, it's definitely not this asshole who just saw them and didn't tell me.
Right.
Look at me, Sherlock Holmes.
Oh!
All of a sudden, I just hear him playing on a Casio keyboard holding an antique rifle.
Is that what was taken from you?
Yeah, there's like two things got stolen.
Who plays the keyboard? You play keyboard?
I tickle the ivories.
Come on, dude.
They're not ivories. They're plastic on a keyboard player.
Well, dude, this was elite level. Ooh. Casio,
busted.
Baby.
Damn, you killed the elephant?
No. You get like toilet paper and remnants there, and I'm like, get it out of there.
Maybe allegedly there was tons of threesomes happening between the maid, the wife.
Right.
Maybe the animals are in there. They're watching. I'm not sure.
My opinion, my own opinion from the outside, I don't like that. Okay. I don't like that. Okay. So he's kind of a piece of shit.
I wear spandex shorts and I get after it. There is penile enlargement surgery, and it's $15,000 with an upfront $1,000.
Is that it?
That's a deal. Yeah. about 7-8 inches.
We should make a bet, and whoever wins the bet, we all pitch in and get that person a bigger dick.
Ooh.
That'd be fun.
I like that.
But do we do it percentage-wise, or like you automatically have to add 4 inches?
Ooh.
I think it's you're going to work with whatever they say they could give you.
Is that what it is?
I don't think they can say, I don't think you could go, I want 4 inches.
Right. They kind of take pieces of skin from your body and add it all up into a pile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it says that it can increase length and girth, measurement around the penis, which is girth,
sure,
of about 1.5 to 2.5 inches while flaccid and erect. That's a lot. An extra 2.5 inches?
Damn. Damn.
I'd have like a 14-inch dick.
Okay,
dude.
All right.
Hey!
Two and a half inches? Dang!
That is crazy.
Adam, what about you? What's your surgery?
I don't know. I think for sure dick. But also beyond that, I feel like all of us want that.
I think you say it's dick, and then you get, it's a twofer. It's a twofer. You get, yeah, if you get the dick, you get the other one for free.
If you can get an extra 2.5 inches, that's a jambone right there.
I don't want it.
This motherfucker had our callback.
I don't know. Probably, I see, I'm not losing my hair yet, but I know I see my father and I see all the men in my family, and they're all pretty fucking bald.
Mother's dad was bald?
He died when he was like 40, and he still had hair. Like, the photos, he still had hair, but I'm like, is that just how he's combing it? I don't know. My mom said he had a full head, but there was not a lot of photos of
that. Well, I just want, what's cool is that you're like, I'm worried about my hair falling out, but my mom's dad, he died at 40, but I'm not worried about the genetic health implications. Yeah. I'm worried about the hair.
It's an elective surgery. He had a heart attack because he was like an alcoholic,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I'm not stopping drinking, man.
Come on, baby. Ow. Let the good times roll.
Yeah, wow.
Remember on Workaholics when we had a dog eat my ass? And it was like...
Oh, yeah.
What?
It was the bulldog from Modern Family that was like...
Well, it licked Mountain Dew Code Red out of your butt crack.
Wait, that was the episode?
That was the entire episode.
Now, what was the plot?
It was the one where we went back to school and I was teasing the National Guard or the...
Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard, yeah.
Oh, sure.
They like track me down with their dog and they're like, pour Code Red down his butt crack and make the dog lick it. And like in a TV show, you're like, haha, that's funny. How are we practically doing this? And everyone's like, we're putting peanut butter on your butt and then we're going to have the dog lick your ass. Like, that's not practical movie magic, baby.
We did you the justice of not putting it in near the hole. It was like on your cheek, right?
The justice.
It probably felt hella good.
Yeah. The service.
Yeah, but you think the dog's going to be like, oh, I'll be right over here.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It went for it.
He slid the credit card.
Yeah.
I was on set that day.
That was a good morning. That was a really good morning. I remember
That's it. That's a real pick-me-up.
Fantastic morning.
I'm surprised the animal people weren't like, absolutely no way. Because they're pretty fucking weird.
And if you're just allegedly tuning in now, this is important.
You know, it's very important.
This is important.